It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. In tech headlines, the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown has landed a $2 million state grant to help build the school's chemical engineering program. The expanded program is expected to produce an additional 125 graduates each year, including 40 chemical engineers. The goal is to help feed engineers into the petrochemical industry, including the still-to-be-built cracker plant in Beaver County. It seems those nice little comments people make on their friends' Facebook posts can have a positive impact. Researchers at Carnegie Mellon University say one-click feedback, such as likes, don't have much impact on the poster's feelings of well-being and satisfaction with life, but specific comments can be uplifting. The researchers found 60 comments from close friends in a month were associated with increases in a user's psychological well-being as large as those associated with major positive life events. The findings run counter to many previous studies, which often show that time spent on social media is associated with greater likelihood of loneliness and depression. This week, the Tech Report lets a computer do the hacking. The consulting firm Juniper Research has estimated that the cost of data breaches will reach $2 trillion globally in 2019. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, David Hickton, says it goes beyond stealing credit cards and Social Security numbers.
We have state-sponsored actors that are working through governments to benefit state-owned companies who compete with our American companies. And what they're stealing is the vital research and development that is done by our American companies that leads to new processes, new products, and the jobs of tomorrow.
And that doesn't include the attacks on the U.S. government. But it can be very time-consuming and expensive for corporations and governments to constantly search for exploitable holes in their system, and it's not always easy to find qualified employees. David Brumley is the CEO of a cybersecurity technology company called For All Secure, which spun out of Carnegie Mellon University in 2012. He says there are thousands of unfilled cybersecurity jobs at the Department of Defense alone, and that's where his project known as Mayhem comes into play.
So Mayhem is the name of our computer that hacks into other people's computers and defends itself automatically. Some people have called it a cybersecurity artificial intelligence.
Brumley says Mayhem is not just an application that runs on a company's hardware.
Mayhem is actually a $600,000 computer. It draws power about the same as like a small city. It's 17 kilowatt hours. It has its own water cool system.
Mayhem is what is known as a white hat hacker, where black hat hackers try to worm their way into computer systems to steal information or wreak havoc. White hat hackers have a very different focus.
Really, the idea of a hacker is someone who finds flaws in systems with the idea that if we find them, then we can fix them. And if you don't have someone who's actively looking for flaws, well, then only the bad guys can find them.
Last month, Mayhem won a DARPA-sponsored hacking competition. The Cyber Grand Challenge, as it was called, was created to help combat the growing risk associated with the explosion of internet-connected everyday devices like refrigerators, lamps, and thermostats. Brumley says it makes sense that For All Secure stays and grows in Pittsburgh.
A lot of people, they identify technology with Silicon Valley, but when it comes to computer security, really, Carnegie Mellon and the Pittsburgh area is the place. We have the most talent. We have startups that are literally winning the field against larger companies. So Pittsburgh really is poised to become the center for cybersecurity.
And Brumley says with more than 100 university faculty in the region focused on cybersecurity, the talent pipeline is full of new graduates. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.